All of us in Kutsadeches, Siftes, the Sugim Mako. A Mako, when you get it caught, basically there are three levels. First, the Dam comes out, then there's the rear, the Pas, the Mulgo, and then afterwards it starts turning into a scab, into a Gelet. So you have to discuss the Dam, the rear, and the Gelet, the scab over here. So first, they get to the Dam, the Mechabas Hatsom, off, Dam that's Yovish is Choytitz. Now, it says it's choshes by case of dam, muduyek. If it's lach, it won't be case of chatzitzo. We'll see the lach of mechaber clearly in Siftas Rov. The lach is not a chatzitzo. Meister, the answer to the sugi of dam, Be'etzim will see today also, there are really six cases over here in the Shulchan Aruch negate the sugi of dam. Yovish, that's os chatzitzo. Lach, tezvov, is not a chatzitzo. The third case, let's say it's lach, but yemachbid. Well, so yet, sif yudalid. Over there it's brought down, the Ramon discusses the case of Tit. If it's Lach, says the Mechab is not a Chatzitzo, says the Ramon, if you mark it, it is a Chatzitzo. Speaks out the Shach, who didn't, the Loch is in Siftas Vov, which is going in the gates of Dam. That means even on Lach, we're saying it's not a Chatzitzo, but says the Shach, if you mark it, it is a Chatzitzo. A fourth case, it can be Siftas Zayin, in a case of Dam Shenisrach, meaning the torch is a little bit sticky already. The Shulchan Aruch says Nichol Negeder of being Yovish. That's the turning point from Lach to Yovish. Then there's a fifth time Nispashu Be'ish. Dam got cooked by fire. Kamlu Shach says even if it's Lach, it's a Chatzitzo. And then the sixth time that's someone's job, someone's a Sheikhit, a Moil has Dam upon them. They'll get the Loch of why it's not a Chatzitzo. That means if you ask on the question, the test, what's the Loch of Dam? You have to answer six different Akimtas over here. They're floating around. Mamash right over in the sugyo. Practically, Anisha goes to mikvah, she shaves, underarms, legs, whatever it is, she makes a niche, dam comes out, so what's our local? If it starts drying up, that's clearly chatzitzo, that's our local. If it's lach, the local is not a chatzitzo, but she's makbedes, which I assume most of his man is all makbedes, it's a bayab chatzitzo. So you basically what you have to do is dry it up, and you have to put pressure on it to make sure there's no dam coming out. Otherwise, if I am to the sugya of chatzitzo, unless you want to argue certain places in the Isha's body, she's not makbid. Tell me the underarm, she got knitted, she got cut there, could be the knock pot over there. Yeah, so lach, the loch is not a chatzitzo, but according to Shach, your makbid is a chatzitzo. Yes. The Chiddush of the Shach saying the loch by tit that says makbodo, the chatzitzo. The Shach, who would in the next sift as well, even in the case of dam. But that's the case of dam, six levels over here. Next is a sugya of rear. Rear is pas or mulga. So Mechabas says very clearly, anything betoicha mako is not a chatzitzo. Where is it coming from? According to the girsa of the Rosh, the Mishnah, the Mekvois, the Perek Tes, he has a girsa. Anything that's inside the mako is not a chatzitzo. What's the reason? So the Badr Shulchan says, basically because inside it's lach, therefore any lach, people usually not makbid. Therefore, it's not a chatzitzo. After it goes from dam to the case of rear, the rear starts turning into something that's hard, a gelad, a crust over here. So, what's a halacha in that case over here? So, first, by maybe go a step back before we get the case of the gelad over here, just to finish off the case of rear. There's something called Patsoi Bagus, basically acne, pimples, pus. So come on this farm and discuss, what do you do with these pus pimples, these blackheads? So there's a question to Moshe and the Bar Moshe, and what not different farm over in Marakoy, nothing real. They say basically, once you say the locha rear is inside, it's not a chatzitzo, if it's closed and sealed, it's like rear inside. A rear inside is not a chatzitzo. Also, this thing will not be a chatzitzo. The only thing is sometimes when you open it, sometimes you have a gelid, a scab there. That would be the local leading up to the sugya of the scab. How do you, what are you going to do? And best they say, just soften it, we'll get the local softening. But it means inside, a rear inside is nichol together, a rear betoichid, that's not a chatzitzo. Therefore, for example, a couple of cases they speak out. The Rosa says, people sit in the bathtub for a half hour, 40 minutes, and suddenly they get bubbles in the skin. See the bubbles over there? There's a little bit of liquid underneath it. So Nashim think they have to open up the bubble to take out the liquid. She says it's a toys. Klel alocha, rishim toich is not a chatzitzo. And avad not to open it makes things worse over here. The big problem, avad to leave it inside. Another example, or Yitzchak discussed it when he got burnt. My son once blew his hand up on Purim. So the next week or two, we had massive bubbles of liquid underneath. So the law is anyone who gets burnt, says, oh, Yitzchak, that's nichol get a reishim with toichoy. That's nice, it's not a problem here. Next year, my kids still play with firecrackers. But nice, this is a nichol, this concept, saying it's in your black and blue. What is that really blood that congealed underneath you? That's not a problem underneath. Therefore, the swarming down, whether it's these pus pimples, black as blisters, anything that's closed, nichol and reishim with toichoy. Again, you have to know what's open. What? Some of part of your body. Before you get peeling, get laid on the gate, skin that's peeling. That's not absolutely right now. That's a good question. But the crust on top, again, that'll be the sugya of gelet. If it's open, okay, there's something else. You have to deal with that. So first, now, next level, the scab itself. Get to the scab itself, you have to realize, first of all, the question is what the kimta is. The question is really, is softening enough? Or nothing, or do you have to remove it? Come on, this one, they point out the essence of two different types of scabs the person can physically have. They can have a scab that's there, that you put inside water, leave it there for 10 minutes, it'll come soft. Come part of the body, can get a lock. Then the scabs, people assume got cut, they know already, that comes very hard as a crust. And you can leave it inside the water, it'll never change, it's a crust. So Matthias says softening will not work. So two different types of scabs, come on, we're placing this dressing over here. So the first scab, the one they can put inside water and soften. And Mechaber says, what's halacha? You have this gelid on top of this rear, on top of this mak over here, the scab over here. It's very simple. Put inside the water and soften it. That's no problem. Halacha is beseder. Come and listen to the Torah, and he says, kfar hori zokin. He points out the Ramot does not disagree with this halacha of the Mechaber. The Shach also does not disagree. And therefore, the Chokmah Odom, Babu Shekairo, or Chashulchon, they come along and say, a local mice, there's no problem over here. The Baya over here, as I point out, that you go to the core of the sugya over here, then you get this, the idea of Gelet, is about to have a Mishnah Mikvois, two Mishnahs again, as always. You have a case of something that chutz l'mako, or something that is alamako. We have one Mishnah that says, what's chutzitz? Something that chutz l'mako. What's not chlitzitz, so depending on the gears is. A gears is it in the mako or top of the mako? A gears will find something on top of the mako. Meaning basically, you have a scab that could be on top of the mako itself, and then the scab goes over there and spreads out outside of the mako. A gears will find on top of the mako is not a chatzitzo. What spreads out in mice is not a chatzitzo. The sugi of osanida, dasamach zain, bring down Rabbi Ma'ukva says, when someone does rip to the kasilto, bloodletting, over there, within the first 3 days, it's not a chatzitzo. Afterwards, it is a chatzitzo. The first 3 days has a gedda of lach. After 3 days, has a gedda of yavesh over here. So the question among the rishonim is, what's the case of Rami Barchomo and the gedda sugi of gelad, the gedda scab? Are they one sugi the same idea or two separate sugis? So the Elam Sol Rosh wrote down by the Torah over here. The Beis Yosef is very clear. It's the same thing. We're saying the halacha by a scab, that something is on top or outside the chatzitzo, that after 3 days. Within 3 days, there's a get of lach, and the scab is not a case of chatzitzo. That's Rosh. I mean, they took Ron Bar Chomo by bloodletting, we have to get silto, and put it by the sugi of gelet, and comes out there's a cool over here. Within the first 3 days, the mice is not a chatzitzo. Asad HaSheni, this is what Tyra points out, and the Beis Yosef brings down, the Rambam, the Raibit, the Rashba, that seems to disagree. The Rambam, when he brings down the locha of this Rambam by Abba, by Ruta Kisilto, the case of bloodletting, he says the case over here by Srito, by a scratch, by a cut. Therefore, the Beis Yosef says either the Rambam means that Ruta Kisilto is not bloodletting, it is the Hainu Srito, or it means the same halacha of Srito, has nothing to do with the case of a Gelet. And therefore, it sounds like that anything that's outside the Mako, any Gelet, is Chatzitza, whether the first 3 days, or not the first 3 days. So we have machlokes among the rishonim by a gelad within the first 3 days, a scab within the first 3 days, is it a chatzitza or not? Halacha l'maaseh, the Mechaber comes along and says, he's very clear, the halacha is the first 3 days it can be mekel by case of a mako, mashegin after the first 3 days is case of yavesh. Now the case of the Mechaber is that we come down mitoicha and you have a case of a gelad, a scab over here. You point out, you realize the Mechaber has coming from the Mishnah, two cases of the Mishnah. The Mishnah has a case of the Gelet that's on top of the Mako. The Gelet's outside the Mako, spreads out. Mechaba does not speak out what he's referring to. He's very awesome. He left out the Gesa Lefanenu, or he's crossing on top or on the side. Therefore, what is the Mechaba saying this Hetub within the first 3 days? That's Machlokes Achronim. What is the Hetub in the Mechaba first 3 days? So Taya says he's discussing whether it's on top of the Mako, or even spread out on the Mako. That means you have the Mako in one hole, whether it's on top or on the side, still the Mechaba is being Mekel. Sad Sheni, Mabushe Tahiro. Taya Shisol says no. The only Mekel was on top of the Mako. What's spread out on the Mako, the Mas is coming between Machlokes. Machlokes, what's the Avon in the Mechaba over here? La Locha, how to go take this? What to go do when you have this, again, this gelet on top? You have to divide it up into two different levels over here. We have to divide it to the level where it's a case of on top of the mako. You have to divide it to the level where it's spread out over the mako. First, when it's on top of the mako, coming along the shach that we mentioned yesterday, on the lochas of Zion, that we, the less hilchos of kol hanishmaitza, nu mitzvah shen paskel lochal maitza, we do not paskel like the sugya nido. Therefore, the word of the Shach is, whatever it says in Sif Ches and in Sif Tes is also the case of Gelet, we give Mekel a less Eafshir, we Mekel in the Eafshir, Eich the Eafshir to be Machmor, Eafshir, meaning we mentioned yesterday, Lons of Bailo, we mentioned yesterday, the Mikvah is closed right now, Mavat and Mrs. Oino, we will Mekel in the Locho, negate the case of Gelet. That means we have a Mako that's on top over here, that's dry, come on the Shach and says it can be Mekel. Chokhbazodim passing this way, the Mavushay Tara passing this way, the Maisi Kami Mekel. In fact, this is the Tara. Obvious question. The Mishnais and Mikvois, everything used to. That's caused by Noshim for Chatzit for the Mikvah. Over there, we're Mechalik, whether it's on top or on the side. But Maisa, if they have Chatzit over here, the case of Rami, Bar Abba, about within the first 3 days, last 3 days, that's Sugya Nida. Let's have Kolani Shemaitza is negate the Kula within the first 3 days. But why did it come to be Mekel on the scab that's on top and it's dry over here? How can you make on the scab that's dry on top? How can you go do that? No Shaykhus over here. And therefore the Sitari says, no, you're making a mistake. Shach, you put less health to Kolani Shemaitza, the Sugya Nida, on the Mishnah Mikvois. And if he argues, says they have a scab that's on top of the Mako, says it's a tire, that's been machmor. The kid says, Shkogo, you made a mistake, a shachal over here. That's been machmor over here, or if a shulchan went this way. Lemaiso, the Vada Shulchan passes the Lakulo. Tire says, Shol, Mabushi Tire, they pass the Lakulo like the shachal over here. Lakulo, they're coming out because they say, you can read the Mishnah when it says on top to Mekel, for Kerat, you read the Mishnah, Mishnais, it says on top to Mekel in all cases. On the outside, to be machmor in all cases. The question is, the first 3 days, the last 3 days. But the simple reading of the Mishnais without the Gemara and Nida is on top to make all cases. And therefore, the Machlokes, when you have a Maka, when you have the scab straight on top of the Maka, what's the Lachas? The Machlokes among the Svarim. However, when it spreads out, that, might say, we have numerous places we want to say, even on top to Aser, and that's at the Bada Shulchan Vati Machmor. That's at Tarshi Sotri Machmor, Bush Tarshi Sotri Machmor. That means the gate to the first scab, in general, what the Lachas here is, when it's dry, the place can say on top. So machlokes, when it's dry, if it's hechli the efshir, avadi go back. E efshir machlokes shach was other achronim. When it spreads out, the poskim maisa are machm over here. After we have these halachas of the scab, is where the Mechaba goes on further and says, Lefichach, once we have this concept of spreading out, the halacha over here is that a person is about chatotim, tzoch halacha v'mayim ashes rachachu. That means that now leads to our halacha. When you have a scab, the halacha is supposed to soften it. Now, I mentioned already, the Mechaba shita is to go soften. What's it sad to argue the Mechaba? So they point out two reasons why the Mishwamah say on the scab that you can soften, not to go like the Mechaba. Again, the Mechaba will go this way. Number one, the sitar is pointing out that this is the Shita of the Rosh and the Torah. The Maiso, the Rambam, the Ravid, the Rashbut disagree. They hold any scab does not have the heter of Rami that says like Ritulik Soto, because that, according to the Rosh, is the same Sugyo. as Rav Gesulta as a Geller. Mash Eichel the Rambam. It's Dafka Besugim Srito. And then with the whole Maamok, why the Machaber is being Mekel, when it's together, they can soften it and make it lach. Where's getting it from? Getting it from bloodletting. The fact that Rav by Abba says you can within the first 2 days the Mekel. If you do not learn like Rav by Abba by the case of a Geller, you have no Maamok to Mekel on the Geller that when it's lach you Mekel. Therefore, this entire points out who's arguing the Machaber. The Rambam, the Raivit, the Rashba, they're arguing on this Mechaber over here, that's Aleph. Second is, I said the Mechaber and the Ramah and the Taz and the Shach all are Mekel. Maisa, there's a Taz here. Taz brings down the Aloha from the Maracha Zeruah. He brings down from the Sam of Kutzi that he had a wife over here. She was going to the Mikvah, she had these Gerevs, she had spools and scabs on top of her. He said, he was very makbar to remove it to take it off, and therefore, after the Mikvah, we'll go check to see that the garum, the scabs, boils, the mice were not there anymore. Why not to soften it? Says the Seder Torah, it must be that the Taz is coming to argue on this Mechaber. Baruch HaZeruah is coming to argue. The Simon Kutzi is coming to argue over here. And therefore, building upon this, these two Maamar Mekaymis, come on Numa Sfarim and say, the Chatchila to remove it, even though you can soften it. However, if it's a case of B'dievet, the Sfarim say, what B'dievet means? It hurts her. B'dievet causes dam to come out. B'dievet causes the pasta to come out, it's not healthy to come out. And Chlami, you go back to Allah, for our Zokin, the Mechaber Ramah over here. That comes along again, we have a Shaila in a Makkah they can soften, to be pasta like this Mechaber. We have this scab over here, the Mechaber says you can, and most of you can, the Shach is soften that way. The Taz sounds like you cannot, we'll get back to the answer, the Taz. And therefore, the Sfarim, all the Malakim say, if you can remove it, you should, unless it hurts a little bit. Any case of B'dievet, case is not good, dam will come out, then not to remove it. The first, how do you answer the Taz? Why is the Taz not in the Akasha? To come along this one, they point out, we mentioned there are two different types of scabs over here. There's a scab that you can soften, and a scab that you cannot soften. Come along the Hashem, Moshe, and others bring down, the Taz discussing, his words are a case of a Gerev. He brings down the Gerev. Why Gerev for? Why not Gelet? Gel is a regular scab, you can soften. The Gerev is a case, they say, is boils a shchin that you can soften. So the Taz, they want to answer to the Tyro, discussing a case of a Mako that has a scab to it, or boil to it, that you cannot soften. So there's no right, the Taz argues. But even the Sittara that says the Taz argues, Maizi himself passed like the Mechaber, for her Zokin over here. But the fact that you want to tie to the Ram and the Raivin argue, Namucha they argue, La Paiskin want to argue the Sittara. So Allah can negate the first level of the scab that you can soften. The place can say, the Malakim say, if you remove it, that's what you should do. If you can't, anybody ever, any Tzarek, any Tzarek, the Maizi not to remove it. A second situation is when you have a scab over here that's hard that you cannot soften. You can't soften. So the Beisheser brings down the same, a Truma brings down the Re. It says, Midilai, this is a person who does not want to take it off, it causes a lot of pain over here. The Loch is, you are not Machbid, and therefore it's not a Chatzitzo. However, he ends off the same, a Truma, the Minigs to remove it. The Smak, the Ritzvah, the Mordechai, or Chaskayim, Kolboy, all bring down the same exact Loshin. It's not a Chatzitzo, you're not Machbid, but remove it beside the Minig, Shaboy. Remove it beside the Minig. So you have a list of Rishonim that says, even though we're not Makbid, the Minig of Maisa to remove a scab, a Pasha discussing a scab that cannot be softened. So, wait to either not be Makbid or wait till it stops. On this case, again, now we have to know, is a Taz arguing over here? If the Minig is to be Makbid, but Medina it's Mutter, again, come on, the Taz that brings down from the Sam Kutzi. Maracha Zeruah. This wife went to Mikvah. And Maisi says to go check her because she's not Nem when she says he took it off. Medina is Motu, he has to go check her. So the Maisi says, true, the Pesach Shuvah brings out from the Lady Beudah. When are you checking her? You're checking her after she went to Mikvah because also the stock and welcome of Lissim, checking afterwards. You could ask a question, what's Pshat? Maisi, if you check it and you find this Chatzitza there, she has to go back. So you're checking Anito. You're seeing Mokum Oklus over here. So what again? Checking afterwards, you still have the bayah of looking at Mokum Uchasar. The very simple that Karim said before, and she didn't need a deraisa. Afterwards, the most of it is a mina makbid. But maybe she is Nemon, and she really did take it off. So it's better to check afterwards than to do a bonum, and that she might be Nemon, to check before the case of Lada deraisa. That's a posh shot over here. But we have a case that Taz is saying that you have to go check. Sound like he's arguing Medina, he says it's in the Cairo. a second point. So the Torah is saying he's ogan these rishonim in a case of a mako that you have to remove it. Otherwise, why is he checking for? Maisel also on this, they want to say there's not muchach that Taz is arguing. Come on, Lutzav Sofer, and bring down this to the Torah. It says you have to read the story slowly. Why do you bring down the whole story for it? They bring down the story over here that she was a Naira and it hurts her a lot. Who cares a Naira, not a Naira? What's the point of a Naira over here? He says, and he points out in the Getu, the idea that our Noshim, who are what he calls a Rakav and Guno, are dainty and Mufonic. And everyone knows the Getu pain. There are some people have a high threshold for pain, and some people cry over spilled milk. And the fact that some people have what they call a lot of pain is just sometimes more in the mind or more in just into the sensitive. Does that mean there's real pain over here? It was a tiny the reason why he brought down the whole story over here, that she was a young Naira over here, because she was more a Rakiva Nugo, because Betzem is not real a lot of pain over here. Betzem, she's just more sensitive and doesn't really want to take it off, and she's a Naira over here. And for this reason, he says itself, so if you echlami, if all Noshim were a lot of pain, why not take it off? You don't have to, it's bottle. They're not makbid. But here it could be that she's saying, I'm a lot of pain. Bottle daito etel called Noshim, and therefore chatzitza negate to other Noshim, chatzitza also negate to her. And therefore, the reason why he brings down the whole story over here, his wife, this story over here, to come point out that you have to make sure there is pain over here, mitzvah, go back to our local. Otherwise, if you're chayshish, and each one knows that people certainly be chayish for, they say they're in pain, and we, after a while, we learn from our children that they say they're in pain, it means nothing, and we have a bunch of kids, some of them have high thresholds, some have low thresholds, especially the girls seem to have a whole different threshold. Fine, so I said, that's the same concept over here, we're not sure the ghetto pain is. Therefore, he's checking it because he did not think that she's saying she's a lot of pain. And if you're a lot of pain, Kalami, we're not makbid. But he's like, fine, she says that. You're not going to say, argue with her. We'll make sure that the chatzitz is taken care of.
You should have mentioned that
at the Sarmikutsi, too. She's Naira. Chenosa Sarmikutsi, Lishtoy's his wife. Okay, show you a Naira, and he did the same thing when she was a Naira. The same thing. So we have a Shailas, if I was in Uriah, Ladab gives Uriah. The mice said, this case come over the Paiskin. And the Kamal is going to say that any scab that you cannot soften, you have to remove unless it's a massive pain. Unless it's Kovle Harvey, a lot of pain. Why? Because either we can stand there's no time to disagree, or we'll go back to the local that Roy Vishen was saying that in Lipley get him not being marked over here. Like the Smakin, other Vishen over here. If you have a lot of pain, come along with the storm, the Malakim, Tari Sol, Shem Tari, by the Shoko, the Paiskin, the mice can be mickled. It comes out there are two levels of scabs. There are scabs that you can remove. I'm sorry, that you can soften, those you can't soften. Then, those that you can soften, we try to soften. But even still, it's better to remove. If you can't remove it, you have it. A little bit of pain, the mice will make it. Those that you cannot soften, remove, unless it's massive pain over here. Now, it's true, I've heard there are certain mikvahs that paskin, any scab that's very hard, you have to remove even those massive pain. You have told me, for the Meishar, they seem to take on the taz, the local maisos, the taz, the local maisos, and even a lot of pain, they're going to take it off. Fine, this is perfect, that's close. But as far as I know, most mikvahs, maisos, are not the way they come along and say, it's cause you a lot of pain, leave it maisos as is. Now, they do point out that this is to the case of going to the mikvah. Negate to the halachas of Matil Sedayim over there, since it's drabonim, the whole entire halach over there. Therefore, the Mishmuah says the mice to be makel. Mishmuah has a case of a scab, there's no problem. Whether you can't solve it, can't solve it, you don't have to take off at all. If you look over there seem to be two reasons. Also, it could be the same two reasons over here. Why the mice to be makel in the case of the scab? Over there, the Prim Gadol points out, because either when a person over here could be makbid on the scab, could be a better means of makbid, except the scab is better part of the person's body. He seems to understand the side of the head over here is part of the body. Voyage, it's a lot of pain, not makbid taking off, but he said the head is part of the body. Master Shekel seems to understand the head is why, because since the etzem, it's a scab that's part of you, therefore you're not makbid. We'll get to that community what the two spheres over here are. They seem to be floating around over here also among the Akhoidim. Is he so lack of akpodo? What is akpodo? And be'etzem is part of the body. Who cares? I'm makbid on my finger. My finger is part of me. I don't care about being makbid or not. I don't have to cut off things that I'm part of me, part of parcel of myself.
So this will come down, the Gerit Iskav, is really, there are 3 points to come out clear. One is, again, if it's something you can soften, the Chila would try to remove, a lesser makom b'dieved. Something you cannot soften, the halacha is, you do remove, unless it's a massive tzar over here. Number three, this Tara is saying two things over here, and he himself argues on both. But he says that Taz is saying 2 points in halacha. Number one, the Taz is saying, over case, even when you can soften, the Shaman Kutsi is coming to argue, Mach Arzur is coming to argue on the Mechaber. The Sirtai said, Allah l'mayis, we pass like the Mechaber. And those who want to argue, Sirtai, there's no Raya. The second Sirtai over here says, is that the Shaman Kutsi says, even though there's a lot of pain over here, Medina is not Moti, you have to take it off. It's still a Sirtai passing against that also. But that they have to realize the two ideas over here floating around in the Sirtai. Sifyud is a Allah over here, a case of a bandage over here. Now, the Mechab over here basically doesn't say much, it's very simple. Over here it says, you have Rutiyo as Kesem Chatzitzo. Now, the obvious question now is, what's the contrast of Siftes versus Sifyud? You have a case of, you have a scab, whether it's massive tzar or a little bit of tzar, the mice leave it upon you. So you have this case of, you have a bandage, let's also leave it upon you. If you allow tzar to take off the bandage, you just got into an accident, you need this bandage, the Rutiyo is over here, let's leave it there. If you allow tzar, so that's, it really depends what reason comes to you make a little test, what Mechalik and Sifyud. That means the way the Sifyud sets it off, you come along and sound like the same like the Prima Gozim. And he said in Siftes, the case of the watching Mechal, when you soften it, or when they don't soften it, it's just part of your body. Mash Akein, the case of a bandage, it's not part of your body. You said in the head to Siftes, this is part of you, this is me, this is who I am. Mash Akein, this is on the top of it, about the case of Chatzitzo. The way the Ksav Sofer seems to go in the Tzemach Tzedek, they come from the other avenue. They say the idea of Ksav Sofer is sadly not machben Siftes, causes you pain. Masha Enkin said the Ksav Sofer, over here by bandages, you change it every once in a while. Just like a ring, if you machben, he says every once in a while, it's chatzitza, you take off to make chalas. Also, you machben on the bandages, you don't leave it there. You take it off every once in a while to change the bandages. Nichali get akpod over here. Think of akpod. Where the Tzemach Tzedek says is a little bit different, but the same idea, it doesn't get about Kvodok, you plan to remove it eventually. Now it's full off with our nature, plan to remove it eventually. The Tzemach Tzedek and the Tzav Tzedek says, Sif Yud, Nichla Sugi Vak Kvodok, Masha Egin Tzav Tess, Masha Egin, and Avtar Hashemi, the entire seem to understand, Lokha Tzav Tess is part of you, and Sif Yud is not part of you. Well, could come out, the Chorim all speak out, depends how you sense Sif Yud, what happens if you have a bandage that has to be there for a long time? According to the Sefer, he says, Nichol Negeru Akpado, like every ring that you can take off, let's say the bandage can be there for a long time. Pisne Tshuva, Sifkon Aleph, brings down the Zichron Yosef, the Pam Achas, and the Zman Urubo, and not Nichol Negeru Chatzitzo. If you have a bandage you have to leave on for 6 months, a year, whatever the Zman and Zman Urubo is, maybe it's not Nichol Negeru Chatzitzo. And there's a Shmir Shabbos, who seems to be down this concept over here, in Sefer Ol Sara, or Yitzchak goes this way. Could be, depends on what makor you're coming from. Therefore, the Svam discuss a case of a cast. You have a case of a gevis. That you have to leave on for a long time. So first, let's be very clear. If it's a short time, it's chatzitza. If it's a long time, it's a big mavuch among the Svarim. Today, the past 20, 30 years, most Svarim just get around the question. The oldest Svarim say, Tasa Shelet Chacham. Now, there seem to be the cast that are plastic that you can really lock on. And it's removable, go to any place, Yatsara, they have all these different types of gevises that are plastic that you can physically remove when Isha has to go to the mikvah, it's not a problem. You help her go inside, come out, you have to get involved with the halacha of holding her, different sugya over here. So it comes out, even though the Svarim are all discussing what's the halacha of gevis, today we just get around this question and we have these plastic gevises that take care of this Indian, which really is building upon these two sugyas of the contrast. That tree does say, speak out, the get of a long time, what to do inside a halacha shvoy. He says, don't just look at the loch shvoy. He says, you also have to take the whole situation into account, how young the couple is, how much of a mikshu might happen over here. You have to take the whole matzav. This is interesting how he points out, you have to take the couple into account, not dafka, only the halacha, how to apply this concept. Like all halachas. Another thing to get into the plaster over here, the rati over here, is a band-aid. Now, first to clear, a band-aid, avada, there's no tsar, avada, you take off a band-aid before you go to the mikvah. The question is from over here discussed, what happened if you have a bandage on Shabbos? What do you go do? So, Pashas is, if a lot of Tayfer, so it depends, you put it on before Shabbos, so Echlam, you can pull it off. Put it on Shabbos, you have a Shabbos, Tayfer, say make sure you put it on in a way it should not be a Bayah. But the more the thing to discuss, it's a Sugya of grazes. You put, let's say, you have a bandage on the palm of your hand, there's no cyrus, no problem, take off the bandage, no shayla. You have it in the back of your hand, or any place in the body that has cyrus, the halacha in Siman Shin Mem, the Issur of Goyzes. One lump test, one lachos. Oh, so come along with the Pesukim and say, let's analyze it. If it's Eidus Kavan, no Pesuk Reisha, why this motor? But that time, certainly time, tends to Pesuk Reisha. Is it a Pesuk Reisha? Do you have a heter to take it off to go to the mikvah? Or would you leave it on? This is what I want to speak out for. It's simple. It's motor negate to mikvah. We'll get to deal tonight what the chilik is, but first, it's motor. Why? Pesuk Reisha, then Batsim, Loi Ichbis Lei Ulan Loi Nichalei. You don't care if one hair, two hairs get thrown down. No one cares. So it's Loi Nichalei with a kilkel and klachayad, two drop buttons, for Mokka Mitzvah, going to the mikvah. Just to be clear, what does that mean? First of all, why is it kilkel for? If one hair gets ripped out, is that a kilkel? No. Is it a tikkun? No. So if I'm getting involved with what's the side of kilkel on Shabbos, is the side you need a tikkun? Or the side is you have a kilkel and therefore throw a bottom? We ik the swarm go, then was rise to it, and the swar shabai, is to make it a malach on Shabbos, the malach machshavis has to be choshev over here. The fact that one hair comes out, it's not a kilkel, but there's no chshivis over here, there's no tikkun over here. It was as a halacha get of kilkel. The get a klachayad, also our friend to speak out. Take off a bandaid is normal. But to rip off the hairs is not normal. You take a scissor, you take a shave, you do something else. Therefore, even though the pulley doing is normal, but the glazing is not normal, this one get a klachayad. So it's kilkel klachayad, which again, you have to speak out clearly why that's so. But makom mitzvah, which the Mishnah and Hilchos Hadassim say, even by one drabbanon, by psikreshul nichlei can be makel. So by two drabbanon, it can be makel. That's what the Maaseh, all this from saying, the gate to mikvah, you take it with a band-aid, even as a psikreshul to the act of glazes. However, the gate to sukkim and tilas adayim, there are certain swam of Maaseh who are makbar on Shabbos. What? You take it off. Why can't you take it off? No, it's made a makbar. People are makbar. Yeah. Well, also like Philo. The get to Tilsa Dayim, there are certain swarm, myself, or Machmer and Shabbos. I send two double Tilsa Lachiyad. So, if I'm looking to get to abandon and Shabbos, depends. The Shabbos is very clear, Kusam Chal, Kusam Abbas. If it causes Tsar, it's not a Chatzito. If it does not cause Tsar, means you can take it off and it doesn't bother you, and only you make a Shbalma, so then you have to take it off. Why take it off? So, if you wash your hands, maybe during the pseudo, you'll take off the band-aid. And then if an area that was not washed is touching your food. But if you cannot take off your band-aid, because it's not a mechush, it's a tsar over here, that's not a problem. If you have something else that's blocking you from taking it off, which is the sugi of grazes, so even though it's no tsar, it's not still sadaim, we might say, no, how to take it off. There's no tsar, we're on Shabbos. Kilkulachi or tudu albans of what? So leave it on. So there are swar more machma and tils sadaim, even though two swars apply, tudu albans. There's no tsar. If you hold, you can't take it off. So mitzvah Shabbos is blocking you, and you won't take it off during the suda also. But that's the suda in Shabbos, and until it's dying. Sifri Dal, in the case of kites, thorns, or any foreign object that's inside your body, what comes out, the halacha there, is something that's nero and not nero. If it's nero, it's chlitzis, not nero, it's not chlitzis. What does that mean? The shafting down the base yitiv, he just stop it, what the definition over here is. What comes out, basically from the shach, he first starts off, let's say it's the shakua, it's below skin level, even though you can see it. The loch is once below skin level, this piece of eitz is for an object over here, the mice is not a chatzitza. That means even though you can see nero, it's not a chatzitza over here. Come over from the bush, again the bach disagrees, but all this form of ikkal, like shach, koch mosodim, sotara, fashukhan, the loch is shakua, even though you can see it, it's not a chatzitza. The second case over here is when you have a case that's again a foreign object. That's on top of the body, a kite sticking out, but a krum went on top of it. A membrane went on top of it. Also in that case, come on the Taz and Shach, both say, come to the Torah, even though you can see it, even though it's from Milo, the krum on top of it is not a chatzitzo. So it comes out, you have to realize, when it says Nira and Loi Nira, the Shach is saying that's not the get over here. The Shach is very clear. It could be Meshikua and you see it. It's not a chatzitzo. It could be on top and you see it. The membrane on top of it, it's not a chatzitzo. That means Meshikua is nichel together below level. If nichel, you put your finger on top, you won't feel it over here. It's not a problem. Also, something on top of you, a membrane, also not a problem. Negesh Shabbos, and what do you go do? So Meshikua and Simon Shinkokhes says, basically, take a tweezer, and was covered and have dam come out. And if it was not secretion, take out the thorn that's over there. If the case, that's not Meshikua, something sticking out. Either might be dam. So fine, as long as it might be dam, not 100% being dam, it's not psik ratio. It could be, probably, it's not psik ratio. If you think it's for sure going to be dam, you have an issue, but you might as well get somebody else to take out a thorn. There should be no reason why it's guaranteed there'll be dam over here. There should not be mitzvahs over here. Building upon this halacha, we see a very clear idea. Anything that's below skin level, even though you see it, is not a chatzitzo. It's part of your body. Therefore, you have a pacemaker inside your body. Is it a chatzitzo? No. You have any metal inside your leg? Chatzitzo? No. Where is it coming from? This halacha. You have any kites, anything external that's below skin level, even you can see it, and these things you can't see. Not enough to get a chatzitzo over here. Sifyubayz is a locha of lichl tsoya. Now, basically, first of all, tsoya does not mean over here from going to the bathroom. The Pesachim say tsoya means the case of sweat. You have sweat over here, it comes from the shnayis again, that either is the gelad of the tsoya or the lichl of the tsoya. One's the case when it's slack, when it's wet. One's the case when it's dry over here. When it's wet, it's not a chatzitza. When it's dry, it is a case of a chatzitza. Now, the reason why it's not a chatzitza, pashas when it's wet, because water goes inside. That's the words of the Bach. Nafkamina could be when, let's say you have this zeh on top of you, person is running, sweating, you have to make that towel outside, they have zeh over here, lichl of a zeh, nice and sweat. Let's say you're makbid. Is that a chatzitza or not? Person is makbid, people are makbid. The Bushi Oz says a chinish over here, nice and lichl, get a bakpodo. Meister, as far as I understand, I see the way the Bach says over, the Bach Shulam is down, it's luck, the water goes inside. It could be makbid as much as you want, there's no chatzitza over here. Not be a problem. I see the Vosna said Tzorchin over here, the Chush, not be a case of chatzitza, sounds like it's a machlokes. So if you give me the case of Mamlulim, basically a case where you have the dough or flour or things over here that when you rub it, little strands come out. The case over here that Chayim pointed out either means when it fell from the dough on top of you. It says Achrenim who wouldn't fakir. Let's say you made dough, and you wash your hands, and you go like this. At the end, the little strands come out. That's nichol in the getter of a chatzitz over here. The Svarim do point out. Let's say you take a shower, you come out, and something go like this, and some things come off from your body. So the Avodah says pashas is not nichol the getter of lulim, but not nichol the getter of the Gamda is a base left who does seems to disagree over here. But the Chora people are not makbid whatever when you go like this, and little strands come out. Not nichol the getter of chatzitzo. My Bez Hashem tomorrow will be Mamshech from Sif Yudala till Sif Tezayin. I'd like to do Chazara from Zayin to Tezayin. I mean, on those 9 Sifim. And then I have to go further. Also, I didn't get too many Marochas yet. And the only ones can do Marochas. So we have time to do Chazara. Write you 2-page Marocha. We'll be Mamshech tomorrow. Swachos.